When we look at the criticism on the Common Core standards from the teachers, the students, the parents, I mean, just look at the opt-out numbers alone in New York State, especially in our region in Western New York. How can you support it?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, just factually, you know, opt-out did start, it has been heavier in New York State than in other places. It's become very regionally focused, right, particularly heavily on Long Island. Actually, in Western New York last year, the opt-out numbers went down. They even went down in Buffalo, which already started low. So I think the, you know, the new commissioner, Commissioner Ilya, has done a very good job of kind of calming the waters and having a more, making changes in the test, good changes in the test, and having a more realistic conversation about it. In terms of the question of how we can support it, my answer would be, how can you not support it, right? I mean, what the Common Core is, and, you know, the name is starting to fade away, and it will probably go away in New York, and we've been supportive of that. What it really is just a set of higher learning standards that all kids should be aspiring to in order to be college and career ready. And that's incredibly important in New York State, where for decades, one set of kids was allowed to fall behind, particularly kids in urban areas, and while other kids were allowed to advance. We're still going to university and having very high remediation rates and not really being college and career ready. So remember, where the Common Core started was employers and university administrators saying, we are not getting the prepared students and employees that we need. And that's really what it's about.
But many educators will say that they want those high standards in the classrooms. But yet, when we look, Sam, at the Buffalo school children, they're struggling so much with so many other obstacles in their lives that Common Core was thrown on top of kind of an already failing school district.
Right. But that doesn't change the fact that we need high standards. Matter of fact, those children, our children, need high standards even more so, because that's one of the ways that we ensure equity and we ensure opportunities for children independent of the conditions that they live in, independent of the zip codes they live in. So, standards is something we as a district parent coordinating council have been supportive of from day one.
Is the tweaking that's going on from the state education department and the state regents going to make a difference in what they're doing with the questions, the length of testing?
I think so. I mean, look, the questions and the length of testing have already changed, right? You already had state law 2 years ago that you can't spend more than 2% of the school time on preparation and 1% on annual testing. And we did a study that showed it was less than 0.6% or something, the tests themselves. And then this year, the tests were shortened even further. But I think more importantly, the revisions to the standards were made by teachers and by parents and by stakeholders, right? And that's the most important thing. So they looked at each one of the standards and said, look, here's where we can change the language. Here's where we can simplify it. Here's where we can combine some standards, right, so that it works for us, those of us who are actually experiencing it in the classrooms and really putting a New York stamp on New York standards.
I still believe that there's still going to be plenty of naysayers out there, and there's going to be that parent that says, my child is still struggling with Common Core.
Yeah, look, I think, one, that's always going to be true. And I think that, you know, communities and teachers, I think they work very hard to help those kids and those parents adapt to the new standards. But, you know, as Sam said, the wrong direction to those sort of inevitable situations, right, is to say, oh, well, then, you know, it's not working and we ought to scrap this whole thing and start over, so that you can, you know, throw districts and teachers into chaos after 5 years of doing this.
And if I could just say, as a parent, Eileen, one of the biggest things that we're going to have to come to terms with is that all of our children are going to have to compete globally. I mean, that's just the reality of the world that we live in. And we cannot have our children not college and career ready. So if it's more difficult, it may be more difficult, but we got to have standards so that they can compete. We don't want to not put our children in a situation where they're going to be able to, you know, excel and be college and career ready. It's just not an option that we can be. So those parents who are those naysayers, what I'm saying to them is that, you know, ultimately what don't get measured, you know, don't matter in a lot of ways. And so we have to have a way to measure whether our children are going to be ready for the world they're going to have to live in.
This, of course, is a major component to the graduation rates. If both of you want to weigh in on that, especially what's happening in the city districts.
Well, ultimately, I mean, we're just excited about the fact that the graduation rates are going up. Since we have these standards over the last 5 years, we've seen a progressive increase in graduation rates. Buffalo, we've went from 47% to 61%. So you can't ask for more than that. At this particular point, what we can't do is go backwards. I mean, that's really the critical point. We have to continue on this track, continue getting better results for our children, and continue having high standard expectations and high standards.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think there's been a lot of pushback from the opponents on the notion that it's not working, right? And I don't think that's true. I mean, I think you see not only, most importantly, I think you see teachers and communities getting more comfortable with it, but it's even working in the numbers, right? That the proficiency rates are going up year to year. Graduation, you know, you have record graduation rates in the state, and in important places like Buffalo, graduation rates are going up. So the improvements are incremental because these things take time. But there are improvements being made, and you know, the standards are the baseline essentially for those improvements.
More difficult is the English language learners, the many students this district has in our region and across the state too.
Yeah. We've made a number of suggestions on how to help and put more resources into English language learners, and we absolutely understand that that's a unique population that needs significant resources, and the teachers need significant training on it. So, I mean, I think that's an area that you should continue to work on and improve as the standards continue to go into effect.
Steve Sigmund, Executive Director of High Achievement in New York, and Sam Radford from our District Parent Coordinating Council in Buffalo. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for talking about standards.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for the interview.